اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا وفي لساني نورا وفي سمعي نورا.
لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك. Here we come to you, Allah, responding to your call. Here we come to you, there is no partner to you. Indeed, all the praise, all the favor, and the domain, they all belong to you. There is no partner to you. Here we come to you, Allah, responding to your call. Brothers and sisters everywhere in the Muslim world, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A very special greeting from a very special place. Inshallah, all the Muslims who are performing Hajj today are gathered here in this very sacred place, in the valley and around the Mount of Arafah, where the Prophet, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stood at and said, وَقَفْتُ هُنَا وَعَرَفَةُ كُلُّهَا مَوْقِفْ. I stood here by the rocks, the mountain of Arafah, and the entire place of Arafah is a valid spot for standing, except, as in one hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he accepted the western part of Arafah, the western spot, which is known as Batmu Arafah. Allah the Almighty says in Surah Al-Baqarah, ثُمَّ أَفِيضُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَاضَ النَّاسِ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And this is a divine command concerning the most important pillar of the Hajj, which is standing in Arafah. It is very important because of the timing. Standing in Arafah has got to be on the 9th day of the month of Dhul Hijjah. It's not valid to do it before nor after. And that's why you see all the pilgrims, all the brothers and sisters who are performing Hajj this year, millions of them are in the same place, gathered, representing. A semi-picture of what's going to happen on the Day of Judgment, when all people will be resurrected in one open valley, in open plain. Everybody will be resurrected, but the difference on the Day of Judgment, people will be barefooted, naked, without even the ihram. Look at that. This is similar to the same way we were born. This is what we will get when we get out of this life, when we die. Only the coffin. This life is worth nothing. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us during these beautiful ceremonies and the rituals of Hajj to return back to Him with sincere repentance and begging Him for forgiveness. And remember that وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. And the life of this world is nothing but a deceiving joy and delight. It's temporary, it's transient. What remains is pleasing Allah the Almighty, is the pleasure of Allah the Almighty. Brothers and sisters, the verse of Surah Al-Baqarah says, ثُمَّ أَفِيضُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَاضَ النَّاسِ. This is a command. So return, leave, you should leave you all from the same place where people usually leave. وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهِ. And ask Allah for forgiveness. Indeed, Allah is of forgiving, the most merciful. Basically, the Meccans, especially Quraysh, the tribe of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to join the crowd in performing Hajj. But they would not leave Al-Muzdalifah to Arafah, because Arafah is outside the center of Mecca. So they would not leave Al-Haram to Al-Hil. People who are not Meccans would go to stand in Arafah, following the same footsteps of Ibrahim a.s. and his son Ismail. But the Meccans would camp in Al-Muzdalifah. So the divine command was revealed to order everybody should be treated the same. ثُمَّ أَفِيضُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَاضَ النَّاسِ. You should return and leave from the same place where people normally leave. The day of Arafah is the most important day of Hajj. Not only that, in the believer's life, in the pilgrim's entire life, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in one hadith, ما من يوم أكثر من أن يعتق الله فيه عبدا من النار من يوم عرفة. That day, there is no such day on which Allah sets free people from the fire of hell more than this day. More than the day of Arafah. And that's why in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Satan was never seen more disgraced, humiliated, small, and rejected more than the day of Arafah. Why? Because of what he witnesses of the descending of Allah's mercy on the pilgrims. You know why? Because Allah the Almighty approaches near the place of Arafah. He looks at his servants in a certain way. Only him knows how. We were just informed that Allah the Almighty Yadnu, he approaches near from the pilgrims, and he boasts to his angels about the pilgrims, and he inquires and he knows best. Look at them. Why did they come here? They came to ask him for his mercy. They came to beg him for his forgiveness. They came to drop their loads, their heavy loads of sins and mistakes which were harvested over several years in the past, asking Allah the Almighty upon dismissing us from this place today, that we should return home as the same day we were born. At sunset, brothers and sisters, we're going to get rid of our sins. We're going to be newborn once again. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, من حج فلم يرفس ولم يفسق رجعك يوم ولدته أمه. This is our ultimate goal. Whosoever performs Hajj and avoids approaching his wife sexually and avoids committing sins, indulging into disputes and arguments which are false, shall return home as the same day he or she were born. It is the greatest gain ever. What should we do on that day? This is a very special day that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أفضل الدعاء دعاء يوم عرفة. The best, the greatest dua with regards to reward and acceptance is a dua, supplication and invocation on the day of Arafah. Furthermore, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us what we should say on that day. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَخَيْرُ مَا قُلْتُ أَنَا وَالنَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ قَبْلِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. And the best statement which I said, and even the prophets before me have said, is there is no God worth of worship but Allah alone. There is no partner to Him. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. This is why we came here. We came to commemorate the remembrance of Allah, to celebrate the praise of Allah, to commemorate the remembrance of the ceremonies and the rituals which have been taken before thousands of years by Prophet Ibrahim and his son Ismail, and all the prophets after, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all the believers were taking the same footsteps, were standing here to make dua. That's why, since this day is a very special day, it is the day of the dua. The dua is most likely to be accepted on that day. One should not waste a moment. One should not waste a single moment of this day in chit-chatting, dispute, false argument, or passing jokes. You see some people ruining the day by smoking, and others playing cards. This is not the time for it. This is the time to make sincere repentance and ask Allah the Almighty for whatever you want of the goodness of this life and the goodness of the hereafter. Asking Allah the Almighty for forgiveness, for mercy. Asking Allah the Almighty to strengthen our faith. Asking Allah the Almighty to accept this sacred journey. Yes, we're here, but you never know whether we'll be able to make it again or not. It's a lifetime journey. That's why one has to be very careful with it, has to be very keen to make certain that this journey will be perfectly accepted. Or otherwise, that is a great loss, because there is no such assurance that you'll be able to make it again, even if you're financially capable. Maybe you'll not be able to do it physically. Even if you're both capable, financially and physically, you should remember that. Coming here is only by invitation. You are invited by Allah the Almighty. Very few people, a fraction of 1% of the population of the entire Ummah, happen to be here today. I see people right and left crying. Why? This is a time where tears should be shed. This is a time where people should really deal with Allah the Almighty directly, without any intermediary, without being attached, without attaching their hearts to the dunya, its joy and temptation. Remember in one thing, this is what we get from this life. That's similar to our coffin. Increase making dua. The best dua ever, as in the hadith, is the dua on the day of Arafah. Some people will spend the entire making dua, entire time making dua, but invoking Allah for business, for children, for wealth, to improve the economy, whatever. Allah the Almighty condemned that in the Quran. He said, فمن الناس من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا وما له في الآخرة من خلاق. Some people focus on only asking Allah to give them of the world of this life, of its delight, of its joy, of its transient gain, of its material. وما له في الآخرة من خلاق, but he has no share of the hereafter. Then on the contrary to that, he praised another party and he directed them. He directed us and he guided us to follow them, to copy them by saying, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا كَسَبُوا وَاللَّهُ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. And there will be amongst people those who will say, Our Lord, grant us a goodly reward in this life and a goodly reward in the hereafter and protect us against the fire of hell. Such people are the true winners. If you believe that Allah will fulfill and answer your dua, so why should you just focus on what's little? Ask Allah the Almighty from His bounties. They are in abundance. Ask Allah the Almighty to bless you both in this life and the hereafter. To guide you, to guide your family members, to guide your children, to guide your wife. Ask Allah the Almighty to give victory to this ummah. Ask Allah the Almighty to take us away from sinning. Ask Allah the Almighty to unite this ummah. Ask Allah the Almighty to give us the best return, to inherit us paradise, and that is the best abode ever. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. There are a lot of verses related to the beautiful, the blessed day, the day of Arafah. What about you, brothers and sisters? We also included you in our dua. We never forget about you. We ask Allah to bless the entire ummah, all its members, and to bring them back into the fold of Islam, to be religiously committed, to repent unto Allah, and to give them the best abode and the best fate. But those who have not been blessed enough to perform Hajj this year, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not exempt them from this reward. He said, fast on the day of Arafah, only if you're not performing Hajj. Because fasting for us today is disliked. It's so amazing. Fasting for the pilgrims is disliked. While it's highly recommended for those who are not performing Hajj. Those who are staying at home, resident. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them in that regard, that fasting on the day of Arafah will expiate the sins of the past year and a year to come. 2 years. The sins which were committed during 2 years will be remitted, will be forgiven, simply for observing fasting on this beautiful, most important day. Remember that these sins which will be forgiven will be the minor sins. As far as the major sins, one has to make a new covenant with Allah. One has to repent unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely in order to have these sins forgiven. So let's all join one another. Ask Allah the Almighty to grant us a sincere repentance, to make a new promise with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I was at fault, I'm full of shortcomings. This is my human nature. إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. Indeed, oneself is inclined into evil. This is a human nature, except for those whom Allah would have mercy on them. May Allah have mercy on us. May Allah avoid us committing sins. May Allah avoid us displeasing Him or causing Him to get angry. May Allah grant us His forgiveness, His love, His compassion, His reward. On the day we have beautiful feelings, I wish that we can share with you everything we feel. Look around. Muslims from every corner on the globe, Arab and non-Arab, Americans, Indians, Pakistanis, different colors, white, black, from everywhere, men and women, young and old, rich and poor. A very important message I would like to send now, not just to the Muslims, but to the entire world. By the way, amongst us here today, dressed up like us exactly, the same cheap fabric, the same simple outfit, kings, presidents, prime ministers, sultans, rich people, multimillionaires, everybody is dressed up the same. You will never find this anywhere else. But in Islam, where people are equated before Allah the Almighty, where people are treated the same, where Allah the Almighty does not examine our looks. Allah does not look at our businesses, our positions, our look. Rather, He examines and looks at our hearts. إن الله لا ينظر إلى صوركم ولا إلى أجسامكم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم. This is the most important thing which one has to purify, one has to sanctify in order to gain the pleasure of Allah the Almighty. يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. O mankind, we've created you from a single soul, from male and female. Then we made you into nations and tribes in order to get to know one another. Indeed, أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. The noblest one of you before Allah the Almighty and the most honorable one is the one who's more pious, is the one who's more righteous. That is the cornerstone. It is the center which everything revolves around. Your good deeds, the purity of your heart, your sincerity, which it will not be declared by mere saying, by advertisement. No, it would only recognize by Allah the Almighty. That's something that's hidden in your heart. That's between you and Allah the Almighty. That's why let's all seize this beautiful opportunity on this wonderful day and purify our intentions. And make everything we do sincerely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it's repentance, acts of worship, or any act that's related to our worldly life. Because Allah the Almighty created us and He wanted only one thing from us. To please Him. To fulfilling what He has commanded us to do. He says, Azza wa Jal, وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَحْبُدُونَ And I have not created the jinn and the ins, but only to worship Me. This worship is not just limited in offering the acts of worship and coming to Arafah and going to Mina again and performing Tawaf and Sa'i. No. Everything in the believer's life should be directed towards the pleasure of Allah the Almighty and seeking His pleasure. Allah the Almighty says by the end of Surah Al-An'am, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. Say, indeed, my prayers, my sacrifice, my ceremonies, my rituals, the nusuk of the Hajj, my life and my death, everything belongs to Allah. I do whatever I do to seek the pleasure of Allah. لا شريك له. There is no partner to Him, and I'm the first to be Muslim. Well, we hope, we pray, we ask, and we're very optimistic. Allah the Almighty says, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبِدِي بِي. We expect a lot from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day. We expect Allah to answer our dua. We expect Allah to increase our iman. We expect Allah to unite our hearts and to make us better Muslims. Let's not waste this opportunity. Whether you're here today in Arafah, or whether you are at home, make dua. This is the best day to make dua. The best dua ever is the dua on the day of Arafah. And the best statement which was uttered by any person, whether the prophets or others, is لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. Brothers and sisters, hope to meet you once again in another segment. But this time, inshallah, from Al-Muzdalifa, our next station. I'll leave you in peace. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.